Now we come to verse 10. Wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation. Now here's David's great prayer. Listen to him. And he said, Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father forever and ever. He's the father of the nation Israel, you see, but not of the individuals. David never called him father. God said of David, David, my servant. That's very interesting. The law never made a son of God, only faith in Christ. We are sons of God through faith in Jesus Christ. Now, will you notice something here that may sound familiar to you? Verse 11, Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that's in heaven and in earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. You'll recall when the disciples asked the Lord to teach them to pray, he gave them a prayer. He took them right back here to David's prayer. And this is the thing that was in the heart of David, you see. Thy kingdom come. And this is the words of brevity and simplicity. And it gathers up the aspiration and hopes of centuries. It is today one of the greatest prayers in Scripture. It's the greatest prayer in the Old Testament, and it's all comprehensive. It's majestic. It's adoration. It's praise. It's thanksgiving. It's repudiation of all human merit. And it's all human dependence upon God, self-humiliation, it's confession, it's dedication of everything, admitting that they already belong to God. This is a glorious prayer. Recognize that the kingdom is God's. This is a tremendous thing. Thine is the kingdom. This is where the Lord Jesus laid hold of this to teach his disciples. Now, the scripture concept of the kingdom is a kingdom that's eternal and it's temporal. It's universal and it's local. It's immediate and mediated. Generally speaking, I think it's just the reign of the heaven over the earth. You remember that when God created Adam, he gave him dominion. And now, what is the kingdom? Well, it's the rule of God over the earth. It means to restore God's rule. It's the recovery of the earth and bring it back under God's rule. And I hope that you don't think today that God's ruling in this world. You won't have the heartbreak. You won't have the tears. You won't have the disappointment. You won't have the wars. And this is the kingdom we should pray for. It will only come about in God's way. This will come about through divine protocol. And the divine aspects will be adhered to. Man will not be able to build this kingdom here on this earth. Only the Lord Jesus Christ can establish the kingdom. Thine is the kingdom. And I do not think what so-called Lord's Prayer is for public consumption. It's just not something to add to the ritual of a Sunday morning service. I personally believe that it's good for private devotion. Thine is the kingdom. That ought to be the prayer of every individual. This is a glorious way. David was looking to the coming of the kingdom here upon this earth.